Billboard Music Awards announced their All-Star nominations. BTS takes over The Tonight Show for a week, and Cardi B and more urge you to vote. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, September 22nd. And Jordan in New York is running down the BBMAs. Run away, but we're
running in circles. The 2020 Billboard Music Awards, hosted by Kelly Clarkson, are right around the corner. And of course, we've got your first look at the nominees. But it's out of my control. Post Malone earned nods in coveted categories, including Top Artist, Top Male Artist, and Top Billboard 200 Artist, leading the pack with a total of 16 nominations. Lil Nas X received 13 in many of the same categories, including Top Male Artist, Top Billboard 200 Artist, and Top Hot 100 Artist. Originally scheduled for April 29th, the 2020 BBMAs are based on the chart period of March 23rd, 2019 through March 14th, 2020, and will broadcast live from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles on Wednesday, October 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, only on NBC.
Can't wait for the show. Also can't wait for this BTS week. I think I'm having what the Army calls a bias. Please count up, load on me today. I'm good to go, I'm done. You know I'm good. If you've been loving all the performances BTS is giving you of Dynamite, well, oh boy, are you in for the ride of your life. The fellas are gearing up for a week-long takeover of The Tonight Show that will have them performing, chatting, and playing games during the week of September 28th to October 2nd. The show tweeted highlighting the five performances. Five! Hopefully that gives us more Jimin moments like this. Light it up like dynamite. And that's not it. The fellas will also be delivering a UNICEF speech at the UN General Assembly on September 23rd. Imagine a better world indeed. I can't breathe. You're taking my life from me. And now for what you all should be doing, and that's registering to vote.
With a crucial presidential election coming up on November 3rd, artists are urging Americans to get registered to vote, like Cardi B.
It's your girl Cardi B, and let me tell you something, state deadlines are coming very quick.
Why don't we? And Kesha, for example, who've each partnered with Headcount to remind fans to verify their registration status. Meanwhile, in honor of National Voter Registration Day, former First Lady Michelle Obama hosted a day-long When We All Vote live event, featuring appearances from Jennifer Lopez.
You have to get out there and you have to do the work. You can't wait around for somebody else to make it good for you. You have to do your part.
DJ Khaled and Fat Joe, her, and many, many more. Will anyone fight for
me? Thanks, Jordan. That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.